Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we discuss the dramatic science of how modern elevators keep you safe, even if its cables break, which, by the way, is much less likely than the movies make it look. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and you may have heard about it in the news. In November of 2018, six people boarded an elevator at the former John Hancock Center in Chicago for the ride down from the signature room bar on the 95th floor to the lobby. But one of the cables snapped, and the elevator plunged 84 floors to the 11th floor. Amazingly, none of the passengers had to be hospitalized, and there were no serious injuries. The passengers thought they had only fallen a few floors. However, they did have to wait 3 hours to be rescued by firefighters because there were no openings between the floors. So, how was it possible that one of the worst things that can happen to people in an elevator occurred and everyone survived? Elevators in the real world have so many safety features that the kind of thing you see in movies, where a villain cuts a single cable and disaster ensues, usually never happens. Here's the breakdown. First, let's look at those cables. In a cable elevator system, steel cables bolted to the car loop over a sheave. A sheave is a pulley with a grooved rim surface at the top of the elevator shaft. The sheave's grooves grip the steel cables. So, when an electric motor rotates the sheave, the cables move too. The cables that lift the car are also connected to a counterweight, which hangs down on the other side of the sheave. The car and the counterweight both ride along on steel rails. Each elevator cable is made from several lengths of steel material wound around one another. These cables very rarely snap, and inspectors look at them for wear and tear. But even a steel cable can break. So what happens then? Almost all pulley elevators have multiple cables, between 4 and 8 in total. Even if one cable snapped, the remaining cables would hold the elevator car up. In fact, just one cable is usually enough. But let's say all the cables did snap. Then the elevator's safeties would kick in. Safeties are braking systems on the elevator car that grab onto the rails running up and down the elevator shaft. Some safeties clamp the rails, while others drive a wedge into notches in the rails. Typically, safeties are activated by a mechanical speed governor. The governor is a pulley that rotates when the elevator moves. When the governor spins too fast, the centrifugal force activates the braking system. Even if the cables and the safeties all failed, sure, you would be plummeting rapidly, but you wouldn't quite be in free fall. Friction from the rails along the shaft and pressure from air underneath the car would slow the car down considerably, though you would feel a bit lighter than normal. On impact, the car would stop and you would keep going, slamming you into the floor. But two things would cushion that blow. First, the elevator car would compress air at the bottom of the shaft as it fell, just as a piston compresses air in a bicycle pump. The air pressure would slow the elevator car down. Second, most cable elevators have a built-in shock absorber at the bottom of the shaft, typically a piston in an oil-filled cylinder. That would cushion the impact, too. With all of these features in place, you would have an excellent chance of surviving any elevator mishap. In the case of the Chicago elevator incident, once the firefighters figured out where the passengers were, the crew put up struts to make sure the elevator did not drop any further. Then they broke through a wall, forced the elevator door open, and put a ladder into the elevator to help people up and out. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford told the Chicago Tribune, "We don't like to have to go through walls unless it's absolutely necessary. The only other way to get to the elevator would have been ropes from the 97th floor, and that would not be safe. We don't come down like Batman, so we must go through the wall." You sometimes hear that you should jump immediately before an elevator crashes so that you would be floating at the second of impact. Would that work? Nah. Even if you could perfectly time such a leap, it wouldn't help. Let's say you and the elevator are falling at 100 miles per hour. That's around 161 kilometers per hour. Unless you have some superhero-powered legs, when you jump up in the elevator, you'd still be going about 100 miles per hour. And then you would hit the ground at 100 miles per hour, just like the elevator. Your best bet would be to lie flat on the floor. This would stabilize you and spread out the force of the impact so that no single part of your body would take the brunt of the blow. Today's episode is based on the article, "What If You Were on an Elevator and the Cable Broke?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Katherine Whitborn. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.